North Carolina Senator Kay Hagan and Speaker of the House Tom Tillis went at it again last night, this time in Wilmington, in their third and final scheduled debate of the campaign. WFAE's Ben Bradford goes over the new ground the two candidates covered last night.
The candidates covered no new ground. For WFAE News, I'm Ben Bradford. No, I'm kidding. But if you followed the earlier debates or have caught any of the 64,000 TV ads, a number I'm not making up, nearly the entire hour was familiar talking points.
He has given tax cuts to the wealthy, gutted our education system.
Senator Hagan's rubber stamping President Obama's policies.
Hagan criticized the state tax overhaul and budget, which Tillis oversaw, while Tillis hammered Hagan's voting record as almost entirely aligned with President Obama. And the debate featured familiar attacks.
Speaker Tillis is spineless.
We don't need a pen pal. We need a senator.
Actually, that one from Tillis was new. But for the most part, even new topics ended in familiar territory. Take this exchange about North Carolina's same-sex marriage ban. This week, the Supreme Court allowed other state bans to be overturned, so Speaker Tillis and State Senate Leader Phil Berger hired a lawyer to defend North Carolina's ban. Hagan, who supports same-sex marriage, attacked the cost, which the Associated Press prices at $400 an hour.
Speaker Tillis is wasting your taxpayer dollars on further litigating a law that pretty much the Supreme Court has said, leave it alone.
Speaker Tillis, your response, 30 seconds, sir.
I swore an oath to uphold the laws of the state of North Carolina, and the citizens voted 60% for this law. That's why I'm doing my job. If Senator Hagan would do her job, show up for committee meetings, not be a rubber stamp for President Obama, I may not be running for the U.S. Senate right now.
Tillis used that rubber stamping talking point 11 times for a grand total of 36 across all three debates. As for Hagan, five times she accused Tillis of slashing education, which brought her overall debate tally to 18. Each candidate once again attacked the other for skipping official meetings for fundraising events, and they both mostly ignored their other opponent on the stage. Libertarian candidate Sean Ha positioned himself as a protest vote.
No matter how well I do in November, win or lose, however many votes I get, that is a message to the Democrats and Republicans that they're going to have to care more about liberty, that they're going to have to become more peaceful.
The candidates had two areas of agreement. They all supported federal funds for dredging along the North Carolina coast, while both Hagan and Tillis reaffirmed their support for cutting off flights from West Africa in response to the Ebola outbreak, which runs counter to the U.S. Center for Disease Control's position. But otherwise, it was the same attacks and talking points. And even though that's the last of the scheduled debates, you can expect to see more of the same as the TV ads continue through the election.
Senator Hagan's got to account for the decision she made.
Benefited.
For WFAE News, I'm Ben Bradford.